James Tallarico is. So, I mean, do you think it's okay that he said that white men are the biggest domestic terrorist threat to this country? You're a white man.
Wait, is he campaigning on that? Or was this some comment from like 2019 that was kind of cringe that we've all moved past?
Oh, so people aren't held accountable for their past comments?
Ken Paxton in very recent history.
So are you the biggest domestic terrorist?
Of course I don't agree with that, but James Tallarico isn't running on that. When James Tallarico and Ken Paxton are facing off, they're talking about the economy while Ken Paxton is cheating on his wife. James Tallarico is talking about money and politics while Ken Paxton is taking money out of the hands of his voters. Like, you realize his own staff turned him in.
Y'all, I want you to watch this video because it is a perfect summary of where the conservative movement is right now. All they have is culture war BS, trying to use talking points from years ago while Americans are suffering due to Donald Trump's policies. We have an Iran war that is spiraling out of control that Trump cannot reel in. We have tariffs that have increased the cost of goods for every single American. I mean, this is the most corrupt administration ever, and yet they're asking if God is not binary and how many genders I think there are, trying to use this culture war BS to distract all of us. We're not going to let that happen. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe if you want more content like this. We have a lot more debate coming up very, very soon. Let's check this one out.
This is already a brutal state in which to try to run statewide. You got 20 media markets. That's bonkers.
It's
going to cost you millions of dollars in Texas to run statewide. So you have a candidate who seems to be as popular with his party as like carrot sticks are with kids. Like, they're okay with it. They're going to try to eat around it. But, you know, we've got this thing on our plate. We're going to deal with it. Here's the thing, and there's no way around this. They have been trying to marginalize James Tallarico, the Democratic nominee, by making this juvenile locker room argument that he's like low T, low testosterone, not Texas enough. He's the one. Tallarico's the one accepting the debate invitations from Dallas, from Austin. He accepted CNN's debate by today's deadline. I don't see where Ken Paxton is. That doesn't seem to be Texas strong. That seems to be low T.
Also, the more Trump puts his thumb on the scale come the midterms, the more it seems like he's screwing the Republicans. There was a choice between Cornyn and Paxton, and Trump chose Paxton, like Trump light. Paxton is somebody who is incredibly corrupt. His own party turned him in for corruption. He cheated on his wife. I mean, Trump probably thinks he's like a lot like him. They're similar in a lot of ways. But as we get closer to the midterms, this is going to be a referendum on Trump's first 2 years. And the closer that he gets to these Republican candidates, I think the worse they'll do. I think that people will think of Trump and think of the Iran war that is failing. We have no way out of it. Think of the tariffs that are spiking our prices on a daily basis. Think of the lack of transparency with the Epstein files and the corruption. These are all ingrained in Trump's first 2 years. And the more he connects to these candidates, the more that their campaign will be about that same thing.
Caroline, do you think that Trump has the right priorities?
I think the in terms of the ads and in terms of the midterms, politics is a lot about who you are, and it's also a lot about who you aren't. And the fact is, in Texas, a guy who thinks that God is non-binary and that white men are the biggest domestic terrorist threat in this country is just not going to play. And so Donald Trump is not somebody that says that. They're not panicking. I think you guys aren't very in touch with Texas.
Trump called it a tough race.
I don't know how much time you've all spent in Texas, but that's not going to work. I've spent a lot of time in Texas.
The message this week is that Paxton is in trouble. The polls, there are many of them, some good, some bad, but they all seem to indicate a race that is pretty close to tied, if not maybe with Tallarico in the lead. If all of that were the case, why would Ken Paxton be struggling?
Because I think you guys are going to call me after this election and realize that this is Beto O'Rourke 2.0. How'd that go? You know? I mean, James Tallarico.
Although this is not the same type of candidate, though, that
James Tallarico is worse. If it were me, I'd pick Beto over James.
No,
if
I mean,
were you guys,
Ken Paxton
but I'm not,
is not the same.
I'm not in the business of giving advice to Democrats.
Can you admit that Paxton's uniquely corrupt, though? Like, can you admit that with all of the corruption of the past, him cheating on his wife, he's a uniquely weak candidate?
I'm not convinced that that's going to matter to voters. I'm convinced that what's going to matter to voters is they're going to take Paxton and his positions, which I do think Ken needs to get out there and work a little bit harder. I really believe that I always say when I come on the show, if you don't go talk to people, they're going to believe the worst about you. Ken needs to get out there and talk to the people. Some of this comes down to how many doors do you knock? Some of it comes down to how many rallies do you hold?
That's not really his strong point, though.
He's in London like half the time.
Yeah, it's like that's not his strong point.
And so I think that is my advice, is get out there, go on offense, say who you are, but also be very clear about who James Tallarico is. So, I mean, do you think it's okay that he said that white men are the biggest domestic terrorist threat to this country. You're a white man.
Wait, is he campaigning on that? Or was this some comment from like 2019 that was kind of cringe that we've all moved past?
Oh, so people aren't held accountable for their past comments?
Ken Paxton in very recent history.
So are you the biggest domestic terrorist threat?
Of course I don't agree with that, but James Tallarico isn't running on that. When James Tallarico and Ken Paxton are facing off, they're talking about the economy while Ken Paxton is cheating on his wife. James Tallarico is talking about money in politics while Ken Paxton is taking money out of the hands of his voters. Like, you realize his own staff turned him
in. Is God non-binary?
Who cares?
This is just such
what
a
non-talking point.
What's interesting about this exchange is that maybe this is exactly an encapsulation of the race. And I'm telling you, Caroline, you are making the argument that has been Ken Paxton's campaign, and it seems to not be working. And 73% of Americans in a July poll said that Trump does not have the right priorities. These are bad numbers for the president.
He's in the Rose Garden tonight, eating fine beef, eating a three-course meal out on the patio. The hamburgers cost $6 a piece at the grocery store right now. The box of sugar cereal, which sometimes is dinner, $6 for the box
of
cereal.
Know what they're doing.
$4 for a loaf of bread. People are not equivocating. They're not being subtle what their priorities are. It's not the culture war crap. It's food can't be purchased at the levels you need when you have two teenagers. They can't afford college. They can't afford health care. Fertilizer costs too much, which means farmers are struggling, which is why Iowa's in play. All of this transcends the traditional culture war we saw in 2004 and other variants of over time.
Can I also just say really quickly, I'm so sick of this false equivalence between Ken Paxton and James Tallarico. You have to look at what they've actually done while they've held power. You can't look at some corny comments that Tallarico made and be so offended that you're like crying on TV, but then blind yourself to every single thing that Ken Paxton has done over the past 5 to 10 years. He let a pedophile go after one day for no reason as the AG. This is someone who was turned in by his own staffers, basically impeached by his own party, yet we're supposed to look at Tallarico's judgment. It's crazy. Well, one more thing. Trump is literally posting videos on Truth Social of him removing the sign of Lake America or Lake Ontario, putting it to Lake America. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
It's funny, and it's getting your attention. You're triggered.
Tonight, nearly 90% of Americans say that there's widespread corruption in government. That's the highest level in 20 years, and it's up 10% from just last year. That's compared to other advanced economies. And the United States is an alarming outlier. And it's not just a partisan thing. Significant majorities of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, they all agree. Now today, pressed by CNBC's Joe Kiernan on the perceptions of a conflict of interest between his current role as Commerce Secretary and his family's business dealings, Howard Lutnick denied that he influenced a recent deal potentially benefiting his sons, who now lead the company that he used to run.
The perception is that you're sitting now at Commerce and you're able to control what Cantor is getting in terms of fees with your sons running that company. It looks like a conflict of interest. How do you respond to that?
It's just not. I had no idea that Cantor was involved with the company at all. It never came up to me. My kids bought my companies, so I am no longer involved in my old companies at all. My kids bought it from me. They own it, and I had nothing to do with that decision. And this is minor stuff anyway. You know that I'm well-to-do. I don't worry about this kind of stuff.
So that's just one example of the concerns that people have, and certainly Democrats are going to be looking into this. But Joe Kiernan pressed Lutnick on this story from The Times from June that said that the Trump family and the Lutnick family have financial ties to at least 14 companies that are actively working with the federal government on critical mining deals, including a Kazakhstan project. The total amount of federal funding from the Trump administration that has been provided or is being considered for the companies exceeds $8.9 billion.
This is the most corrupt administration in American history, and it's very easy to say that when you see the level of insider trading happening right in front of our eyes. Donald Trump is currently selling access to his Truth Social for $100,000 a month. It's early access where you can get his tweets about the Iran war or about specific individual ticker signs that he sends out. Like, he's tweeted out NVIDIA and Dell just as a ticker sign, trying to pump them up. He has made billions of dollars in crypto since taking office, and he's created a pay-to-play pardon scheme where you can basically buy pardons for for no good reason if you have enough money to give to MAGA Inc., and he'll give them to you. So can we all just agree at this table really quickly that pardons shouldn't be for sale as the president?
There's nothing that can be done to change the pardon system short of legislation. That's not going to happen. So the pardons are what the pardons are indefinitely. The Truth Social Plus premium plan, that thing's in court. There's a lawsuit by The Intercept that challenges and asks the court to intervene to stop this Truth Social pay-to-get-the-advance-tip system. And, in fact, Natalie Harp is a named defendant in that case. That's one the judge could intervene on. I'm told there could be a hearing on that in the coming days, an intervention by a court soon.
And that's very interesting. The White House and the Commerce Department separately, in response to these types of questions, have rejected the concerns that the suggestion that the Trump administration was improperly mixing government access and family business. But do you think that that's going to be enough for voters to just say, well, we're telling you we had nothing to do with it? And even if it's not Howard Lutnick himself who runs the company and is financially benefiting from it, or even the president, although he is benefiting from a lot of things personally, the fact that their family members might be, that seems to be something that you got to bring some more proof to actually show people that there was no involvement by the principals in these decisions.
Don't bring a Biden.
I think perception is reality. And I think historically, when you look back, if a populace perceives that its government and its elites are too out of touch or benefiting off of their backs, whether that is true or not, whether it is legal or not, historically, you get revolution, or they start to look for very extreme solutions to that. So that's the bigger backdrop through the lens which I'm looking at this. But I'm also looking at selective outrage on corruption, because you're talking about $8.9 billion. I want to talk about $18 billion of U.S. taxpayer money that we have not gotten back from Minnesota. And Tim Walz had to say he's not running for re-election because he knew about it. Where's that money? Are we getting that money back? Or are we only upset about corruption, perceived corruption, when Trump's name is involved?
It's not
but we're not upset about it. As long as the beneficiaries are Somali refugees, then it's okay. It's more than that.
It's not $18 billion. It was prosecuted. It was prosecuted under Joe Biden before it was prosecuted under Trump. And in fact, actually, the Trump administration has been kind of slow. After they raised this in December, there's been not a whole lot of action on this issue, but it's been prosecuted by Democrats before it was prosecuted by a Republican. So the idea that Democrats don't care about it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And it also doesn't justify the president and his family. And I don't want to take the president out of it, because his net worth went from $5.1 billion when he took office to $6.5 billion just in the last year. So he is making money. He's making money off of crypto deals. He's making money off of meme coins. He's making money off of, he's an investor in Truth Social, which has a $100,000 fee for early access to his own tweets.
I live in Los Angeles, Abby, right? So we have the swap meet there. Donald Trump is basically president swap meet. Like, that's what I feel like, because he's pumping coins, shoes. Like, he's selling everything that's not nailed down. I agree that
but
this
is... But it's legal, and the fraud in Minnesota was not legal.
It looks bad, and if it was
Somali
a Democrat,
refugees
you'd be
getting
complaining
Lamborghinis
like crazy.
They ripped
if
off
any
funds
other,
for
if Joe Biden did
children,
this, y'all would lose y'all mind.
Is Donald Trump siphoning funds from
why
autistic children?
Why are you complaining
children?
About the Somali fraud actually
Because you have a double standard.
There is
you
have no, a double you standard.
You have a double standard when it comes to corruption.
Caroline,
and
it's not a double
Autistic
standard
children
if it's
were
not
deprived
it's
funds
not a double standard if
refugees
it's being
could become millionaires
prosecuted.
In this country.
That doesn't make any
wow.
sense. That's not what a double standard
wow.
is.
How about
it has
this?
Been prosecuted and it is being prosecuted.
As a firm liberal Democrat, I condemn any fraud that happened in Minnesota, and it should be immediately prosecuted. Can you
Same.
Admit that the corruption in the Trump admin should be investigated at the very least? Can you admit that pardon shouldn't be for sale?
I'll go further. I will say that as a country, if we do not like the perception of corruption
no.
in any administration, whether it be the Trump administration, the Biden administration, or Congress itself with all of its insider stock training, then we as a country have to change our
laws. Wait, so can
laws.
You call
totally
for Trump's
agree.
Truth
so
Social
that's
to be investigated?
Further
should,
than you,
should Trump's
Mr.
Truth Social
liberalist.
Be investigated? Should Trump's Truth Social
I
be investigated?
I don't have a problem with an investigation.
Wait, so you don't, okay,
but
so you,
if it's but it, it's legal is my thing. So you want an investigation?
Know
I'm
that.
Saying change
it,
the law.
It may not be.
You
legal.
Know?
It's
so
go
I don't
to
know
court.
About that.
It might not be legal.
But we can have a day in court, because it's not illegal taking funds from autistic children in Minnesota
no one's okay with that. No one's okay with that.
Nobody, there's a difference there.
You're shadow boxing with no one.
Yeah.
If you want more of these CNN debates on Newsnight with Abby Phillips, make sure that you drop a like below. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed with the bell turned on. And I'll see you all in the next one. I love you.